Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
I got a letter from you. You like my reservation code?
Yes. Hold on one second, please. Let me pull up your screen here. And yes, if you could slowly read back the reservation code, I can type that in and pull up your information.
Okay. 2311.
2311. Okay.
0401.
01. Okay.
0401.
Again? Is it 0401, 0401?
No. Let me start over. 2311.
Okay.
0401.
Okay.
0053.
Okay.
4202.
4202. Just one moment here. Let me pull up your information. And am I speaking with Rosalie? Or, I'm sorry, Lana?
Yes.
Okay, with Rosalie's Cleaners?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to verify a little bit of information that we have on file for you, and then I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have, okay? Okay, so what would be, in case we are to get disconnected, what would be a decent number to call you back on?
The same number.
Okay, I don't have that in front of me. If you could repeat it, please.
818.
Okay.
506. 6206.
Got it. Okay. And so are you still located on 1133 Magnolia Boulevard in North Hollywood?
Yes, I've been here too many years.
Okay. and then the classification of the business, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, an LLC, or an S-Corp?
No, proprietor. That's me. I owned it.
Okay. Okay. And then it says time in business here since 1994?
Yes.
Okay. Great. And then lastly, what would be a good email address in case I need to send you out any information?
Rosalie Cleaners. Rosali Cleaners, Cleaners,
okay.
@yahoo.com.
At Yahoo. Okay. Alrighty, perfect. So what you received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a multitude of programs, and I can point you
I
in the
like
right direction.
How long your loans are for?
Okay. So were you looking for capital, or are you looking for equipment?
Capital.
Okay. So typically, our capital loans, they range from 6 months all the way up to 24 months. Sometimes I have seen them go as long as 36 months, but it's a rare occasion.
I would like it for 36 months because I want to use your money well if I'm going to pay you back the interest that you're going to charge me. So, you know,
okay.
I always take five-year loans, but with you, I'll take a three.
Okay. So what would be the use of the funds? Is it just operational costs?
Operational costs. I have a few things I would like to do with the business. I'm advertisement. Besides some advertisement, I'm thinking maybe of getting some computers.
Okay.
But I want to buy them and do it myself because I ain't going to pay no $2,000, no $2,500 for nobody's software when I can do my own thing.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, and then, is this an immediate need, or are you just kind of starting the preliminaries of just shopping around to see what's available?
Well, I want to see how much money, if I am going to get any money from you.
Uh-huh.
And from there.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a couple qualifying questions here. So, our working capital, are you familiar with working capital loans at all?
No, tell me what it's about.
Okay, so working capital loans, they allow business owners to unlock 10 to 15% of the top-line revenue for the business to use as they see fit. Do you happen to know what you did in sales last year?
What do you mean? You mean you go through my credit card?
No. We base it off of the sales for the business, the gross annual sales, so a percentage of that.
The gross annual sale was 100 and... 64, I think.
160,000. Okay. So just based off that number, we would be able to, you know, get you upwards of 25,000, 27,500 for the business. Would that be useful for the business, or were you looking for more?
I was looking for at least $60,000-$70,000.
Okay. Yeah. So we could start off with the 25 for the business, and it's just a matter of establishing a relationship, you know, a good payment history.
What percentage interest is that?
So because those loans are unsecured, typically they start out at about 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there. You know, we look at time in business.
You have good credit and you have other loans that you could see that I pay them off and all of that. You're still going to give me that high interest, but I use my goddamn credit card for 14%.
Right, right. The reason that it is so high...
Go ahead, love.
The reason that it is so high, again, it's unsecured, so there's nothing, you know, it's risky on our end.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Let us assume that I leave the money there for a little while. Do you still charge me interest?
So you would take the amount that you need, so that if
right.
there is... At the other part that's sitting there, you don't get charged interest for that. It's just the part that you're using.
Oh, but then I love you. I can do that. I can do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I am not going to just take that money and just go crazy with it.
Right.
You know, I take off maybe $5,000 and use it within 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe eventually when I finish what I do, I still have maybe $10,000-$15,000 there, and I just give you back that and pay the rest.
Correct.
Yes. Okay, so let's go for it.
Okay, so it's a very simple process. We do have a one-page application. You know, we would look at 6 months of bank statements and then the first two pages of your most recent business tax return. You know, that information will give us the snapshot.
I only have 2014. I haven't done 15 yet.
Okay, do you have an extension for 14? Perfect,
yes.
Perfect. So that would be perfect. And then if you do have any other working capital loans out, do you have any working capital loans out right now? Or are you?
I have one from U.S. Bank. I think I borrow $50,000. I owe them like $9,000.
Okay. And is that like a monthly payment?
Yes. That's what I like, you see.
So yeah. Okay. Okay.
And it was only 7%, 6.5% or 7%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. Is it that was a secured loan, though, correct? It's not
I'm
against
just a good bid. I have a good record with everybody.
That's awesome. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, we would look at the bank statements. We look at the tax return, the 2014 with the extension. And then if you could just provide the information on the payment breakdown of the loan that you have with U.S. Bank, you know, that would give us the snapshot of the business we need to make the best offer possible without creating a burden on the business as well.
Right, right. Okay, well, send everything, and I will do that. I thought I could have done it by phone, but I cannot.
No, so I will shoot you out an email with the items that we would need. My contact information will be on there as well, so if there's any questions, you can just reach out to me directly, and I'll be more than happy to help you out. Okay?
Yeah, but why did it say in this letter you are pre-qualified for $250,000?
Then
it say responsible rate for up to 72 months.
What is
that?
So that is for our equipment financing program, which is more like your typical car loan, and those are from 2 to 5 years. So you're 60 months.
What do you need for the equipment loan?
So you'd need to be purchasing some sort of equipment.
Right.
We would need quotes on the items that you're looking at. And then it'd be the same thing. If we have a one-page application, we would look at your bank statements, and we would look at the tax return as well. With the equipment loan, because it's secured on the equipment itself, so rates start in the low single digits, you know, maybe 4%, 4.5%, and can go up from there. But again, these are longer loans, you know, up to 5 years. It's a monthly payment, so it's more like your car, like your typical car loan.
So okay, so with the equipment loans.
Mm-hmm.
I go look at the equipment and have the person who's going to purchase it and put them in for me send you a bill.
Yes, so the quotes on the equipment you're looking at, and if you can attach that. So you said you're looking at computers to bring on a couple computers, or?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we could finance that, you know, separately from what you're looking to do, if that makes sense. So that would free up more operational cash for you. So we could do partial equipment financing for the computers, and then the other part of it can be a working capital, which would, it sounds like it could free up more operational capital for you if you wanted to go that route.
How explain it for me, love. I'm not quite on. So how am I going to get a computer?
So do you have you been looking at computers? Do you have any sort of quotes on them? Do you know exactly?
About the computers that comes with the software for the dry cleaners, it'll run you about between 9 and 15,000.
Okay.
The computer with the they don't have that the bottom piece. What I call it, the, you know, it's like those new ones.
Right. Almost like a laptop or like a touchscreen.
It is a laptop, but it don't have, because it don't have the, what's the piece?
Is it like the touchscreen? The keyboard.
Not the keyboard, no. The bottom part that carries all the information.
Oh, the hard drive.
We don't have any hard drive. They just have a flat piece to the bottom.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, so it sounds like that might be a better idea to go ahead, and we could do equipment financing for that. And again, this way it would open up, we could do working capital for the operational cash that you need, and that sounds like it would free up another $15,000 for you, you know, to do the other things that you're looking to do, if that makes sense.
But that would be two loans.
Right, it would. I'm just trying to think of how we could get you the most operational capital possible. Based on, you know, what we can make available, because it's looking like, you know, 25 to 27,000
plus what? Plus the.
So I was. Loan? Yeah, so we could, you know, potentially get you that 25,000, and you take what you need, have the rest there waiting for you, and then at the same time we could finance that equipment for you.
Okay, and how would that work? I have to buy the equipment and send you the bill, or?
We would send it, we would pay the equipment off, send a wire of funds to the vendor, and then we have an arrangement set up with us to pay it off. And you could actually pay it off early if you like. There's the early payment discounts, depending on the program that we can get you in as well. But I'm just trying to think of...
What about if I need a... I can do without a computer. If I need I forget the name of the press. That's just one press, and it's $36,000.
Wow! Is that new or used?
New. I don't buy used. All my equipment is new. They're old now. They work fantastic. But you know, the reason I never got that one, it carried too much heat. But it does like 50, 60 shirts in an hour.
Wow, and that is that. That'll definitely speed up things for you.
Hell yes.
I like that answer.
just by only having, instead of having three employees and having one employee, you saving $800 a week.
Wow, times 52.
You know what I'm saying?
That's about $41,000 in savings over the course of a year.
Yeah, the reason why I never get it carries so much heat.
Uh-huh.
Too damn expensive, and I don't, you know, I just, you know, it's all computerized.
Mm-hmm.
You just need one to move it off from the, we call it a Susie, like it's a Susie, we give it a name.
Uh-huh.
And move it off there and just touch up on the side, you see. So, but it'll take 1.5 person instead of three.
So gotcha.
1.5, take about 600 a week. So 600 a week, 4 6 is 24 by 12, we're looking at about what, 28,000 a year.
Upwards of 30 grand in savings, for sure.
So how did that work? Just let a manufacturer send you the stuff?
Yeah, so if you could get a quote on that specific piece of machinery, you know, the specific make model, again, we would wire the funds to the manufacturer and have it purchased for you, you know, have it
but
delivered.
No, who gets it for me is Vahan. Vahan, he has like a wholesale number or something like that, and he gets it, and he comes install it and everything, I could have him send you the receipt with, because you're going to pay him the installment too, to put it in, right?
Right, right. We cover up to 125% of the cost of the item. So that would include soft costs like installation, you know, as well as it being transferred. So we would actually...
Well, send me, go ahead and shoot me all the information.
Okay.
And I will have my secretary look at it.
Excellent.
She'll tell me if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Okay. So would you like me to send the application for the equipment financing as well, or would you just like to work on some capital?
Yes. No, send me the equipment finance, everything itself.
Okay, I will put that together for you right now, and I'll have it over in about 10 minutes. You know, I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking today. Did you have any further questions for me?
No, I'm just going to look at it if you don't hear from me because I don't like it.
Okay, or you could even just, you know, shoot me an email back and just say this may not be the best fit for us.
At least I have some manners.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Lana, I appreciate your time today. And keep your eyes peeled. I'll have that email out to you in about 10 minutes. And then we'll work from there.
Sounds like a plan.
All righty. Well, you have a wonderful day. And again, thank you for your time.
Okay, love. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.